Crusoe Network Conference here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Look who I ran into, Andrea Stritzky. Andrea, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Good to see you.
You too.
And you're presenting here. What did you just present? You just got out. And what was your topic?
We talked about the world according to the CFPB. So it was...
Oh, that's loaded.
CFPB and then drinks. So that's where everybody is now.
Gotcha.
So
yeah, we need a drink after that one, probably.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So in kind of details, what were a couple of takeaways in there?
Sure. We talked a lot about what is going to happen with the CFPB, right? Because I think there's been a lot of conversation with the new Trump administration. Everybody's like, so the CFPB is going away.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's still here.
Oh, it's still here. And it's still going to be here. So I probably dampened spirits a little bit by saying that it's not going away, but we may see some changes.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of different options for what changes those might be. Mm-hmm. Primarily, there's a lot of focus around the director himself. So
yeah.
Cordray, whether he'll remain and continue, mm-hmm. or whether it will become a commission or a board,
okay.
Instead of a single person structure.
Right,
so
right.
We'll see.
Okay.
More to come.
Yeah.
There's a lot of action.
Well, before the recording, you talked about something about mortgage lending and how what's going on there with the CFPB. What's going on in that area, because home buying season is right around the corner, so
right.
A lot of people are out there looking for houses and interest rates are going up a little bit. There's a lot going on in that area too.
Right. Yeah, so we talked a lot about the unfair, deceptive, or abusive extra practices, so what we call UDAP. So we talked a lot about some of the different enforcement actions related to mortgages for UDAP. So advertising is a big one, and servicing is the other one. So watching what you're doing on servicing and advertising. The other thing we talked about is fair lending. And one of the credit unions reiterated that not only is the CFPB very interested in fair lending, so is the NCUA. So, and with respect to fair lending, we also are seeing those new HMDA changes coming. Those are coming quick. Like we all thought, hey, January 1st of 2018, that's so far away, but those HMDA rules will be here before we know it. So we talked a little bit about those as well.
All right. What else can we look forward to? I'm going to kind of wrap up here because I know you're got a lot to do here, people to talk to. What else can we look forward to in 2017? What can credit unions look out for?
Well, Mike, my last
slide. Is that a loaded question?
Well, my last slide was, what is the good news? And
is it blank?
There's drinks next. But there was some good news. So there is a little bit of good news.
Please share.
We're seeing that, you know, with maybe possibly a new structure in the CFPB, the potential for the courts to get involved in some of these cases. So we've seen some favorable court cases that are saying that, you know, hey, there's a higher pleading standard to UDAP or different things like that. So we know those are coming. The CFPB just issued a proposed rule around Reg B to better align HMDA and Reg B. So credit unions may not know that those aren't perfectly aligned right now. So we're hoping that they'll make some good changes like that too to make things less confusing and more straightforward.
Okay. Andrea, my gosh, this has been a great impromptu interview. Thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Good to see
well
you.
Done.
Thank
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.